Mr. Buckles.
Yeah, it's kind of a choral reading or speaking part, but you have people sitting around who are supposed to be monkeys, and some you sit on the back of a chair and stand, and just kind of an informal group. And they all say, "Some monkeys sat in a coconut tree discussing things as they're said to be," said one to the others. And then one person says, "Now listen, you, there's a certain rumor that can't be true, that man descended from our noble race." Then the boys say, "The very idea." And the girls say, "It's a dire disgrace." Boys, "No monkey ever deserted his wife." Girls, "Starved her baby," all of them, "and ruined her life." One person says, "And you've never known a mother monk to leave her baby with others to monk, or pass them on from one to another, till they hardly know who is their mother. And another thing you'll never see, a monk build a fence around a coconut tree, and let the coconuts go to waste, forbidding all other monks to taste. Why, if I put up a fence around this tree, starvation would force you to steal from me. Here's another thing a monk won't do, go out at night and get on a stew, or use a gun or club or knife to take some other monkey's life." Then they all, facing the audience, say, "Yes, man descended the ornery cuss, but brother, he didn't descend from us." And that's it. I think it is about evolution, or it makes fun of evolution, which would be good for a biology class. I think, you know, it has a point to it. It's not going to go to a bunch of, you know, acting crazy. So...